Appendix L, a summary of proofs that God is not a Trinity. Historical proof. 1. The Trinity teaching originated in the latter half of the 2nd century, 100 years after the New Testament had been written and canonized. 2. The Trinity doctrine was officially adopted at the Council of Constantinople in 381 AD. 3. A 4th century spurious addition was made to 1 John 5:7, in heaven the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Peake's commentary says, no respectable Greek manuscript contains it. Appearing first in a late 4th century Latin text, it entered the Vulgate, and finally the New Testament of Erasmus, and eventually the King James Version. Numerous Bible commentaries agree. Most modern translations omit the passage. 1 John 5:6-8 should read, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus the Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. These three witness unto the one truth. Biblical proof. 1. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. 2. The Holy Spirit was poured out on Pentecost, Acts 2:18, and was poured out upon the Gentiles, Acts 10:45. A person is not poured out. 3. Acts 2:2. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like the rushing of a powerful wind and filled the whole house. A person doesn't sound like a mighty wind and cannot fill a house. 4. The Holy Spirit appeared as cloven tongues, something a person cannot do, Acts 2:3. 5. Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, Matthew 1:18 and 20. If the Holy Spirit were a person, that would make the Holy Spirit Christ's Father. 6. The Holy Spirit is not a person, it is the power God uses to accomplish his work. 7. Sometimes Scripture personifies a thing or quality as if it were a person. Wisdom cries outside. She utters her voice in the streets. See Proverbs 1:20-33. Another example refers to understanding. Lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures. See Proverbs 2:3-4. The use of she and her does not make wisdom or understanding a person, nor can the use of he in the King James Version, etc., make the Holy Spirit a person. 8. Christ said, I and my Father are one. John 10:30, John 17:21-22. He never mentioned the Holy Spirit as being one with him and his Father. 9. The Son of Man came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Daniel 7:13. Daniel, a loyal servant of God, spoke of only two members of the Godhead. 10. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Psalms 110:1. David, a man after God's own heart, Acts 13:22, spoke of only two members of the Godhead. 11. In most of his letters, Paul gave salutations from God the Father and Jesus Christ, but never included the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit were a person and a member of a triune Godhead, Paul would have sent greetings from the Holy Spirit as well. 12. In three of Paul's letters, God the Father and Jesus Christ are referred to as persons, but the Holy Spirit is never referred to as such. Colossians 1:3, 1 Thessalonians 1:1, Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. 13. Matthew 28:19 reads, "Go, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." The use of Holy Spirit here in no way makes it a person. 14. In John's vision of the throne of God, Revelation 4 and 5, he saw only the Father and the Son. He did not see a third person designated as God, the Holy Spirit. 15. Satan's religions teach the doctrine of the Trinity. God teaches the family. 16. God is an open family, not a closed triangular Trinity. Converted, begotten believers can be born into the family of God at the first resurrection.